Dear protesters and citizens both for and against vaccines and related restrictions. Although a little lengthy, I hope citizens and politicians on all sides of the argument will take the time to read and consider my perspective. Today would have been my mother's 101 birthday. She died at 91, full of experience, wisdom, and a love of this country. Today I write this letter on her behalf and that of my grandparents, my family, and future generations. From a very early age, I learned about the contribution of generations of my family to the freedoms of our country. The freedoms we enjoy today and for which we should be so grateful. My grandfather fought in the trenches in Europe during WW1, having signed up at the age of 16 to ensure the ongoing freedom of the Western world. Those protesting today cannot imagine the horrors of that war and do not appreciate the many freedoms those men and women sacrificed and secured for us. By comparison, today's protesters have sacrificed very little. Wearing a mask is not much to ask compared to slogging through wet cold trenches and watching your friends and comrades suffer severe injuries or die. Following years away, and upon his return, my grandfather met his bride-to-be, who had been sent to Canada from England at the young age of 14 to escape the bombings in England. With two small children, they then survived the ravages of the Spanish flu, while respecting many of the same restrictions we face today in order to reduce illness and save lives. Decisions back then were based on limited science, but the lessons learned laid the foundation for decisions of today. The Spanish flu lasted several years, and with it finally behind them, my grandparents then had to struggle through the Great Depression. During those years, my grandfather lost his job and his young family survived on food stamps and the generosity of others. There was little in government financial handouts to support families or businesses, as there have been during current pandemic hardships. Then World War II began. In 1941, my father enlisted with the Royal Air Force, and the day after he and my mother were married, he traveled by train and ship to England to support our country and our troops as they battled the Nazi regime. For 4 years, he and my mother never saw each other again. That was a sacrifice. During those years, he wrote almost daily to my mother, regretting their time apart, yet never losing faith in the importance of winning the war and preserving our freedoms. In every letter, which I still have, he expressed his love, his hopes for the future, never disclosing details of his location or work that might endanger the war effort. Bombings in Britain were frightening, but he never lost hope that he would someday return home and build a better life for his family. Once the war was over, my father returned to Toronto. The Royal Bank, for whom he had worked prior to the war, fired him for not asking permission to get married. Though he did get his job back, after a peaceful protest by my mother, he was determined to start his own business, and through very hard work over many decades, he and my mom, with two young children to care for, grew that business to support not only themselves but many other families as well. Mine is just one small example of generations who sacrificed so much to get us through two world wars. Whether through the war effort, economic hardships, or evolving scientific evidence, the lessons learned have helped us build this beautiful country, which we need to value, preserve, and advance. None of which is happening in Ottawa and elsewhere across the country at the moment. Over the years, scientific discoveries have led us to medicines, treatments, and vaccines which have healed and/or saved so many of us from disease and pandemics like this one. Consider what Terry Fox did for all of us in the battle against cancer, where the millions raised have contributed to the well-being of our entire country, while today's GoFundMe dollars are intended to satisfy the self-interest of those disrespecting our history, guided by a misunderstanding of the science behind the decisions. Yes, we are expected to make sacrifices for the general good, as Canadians have always done. Information from trusted sources based on valid research can be respectfully shared with your MP and/or MPP. And, you do have a vote in upcoming elections if you are not satisfied. Protesters, you do not have a right to trample on anyone's daily freedoms like going to work or to a food bank. You do not have a right to misquote historical or scientific evidence. You do not have a right to trample on our historical monuments. You do not have a right to threaten the health of others in order to gain personal freedoms that are not in the best interest of our country. As one very concerned senior citizen, who, like everyone in all generations from young to old, has given up many privileges for the general good in the past 2 years, I am shocked and angered at the disrespect of protesters and some politicians. Actions that disrespect our laws, friends, and neighbors in any way should not be tolerated. Politicians who support this kind of occupation should be ashamed of themselves and should not in any way receive our support. Like all pandemics, this one too will eventually come to an end. Each one of us needs to have patience and support the efforts of our healthcare workers, scientists, and politicians who are working tirelessly on our behalf. When this pandemic is over, let's have a convoy that celebrates all the freedoms we should be grateful for and celebrate all those who have gotten us through it. In the meantime, let's all speak up and take appropriate action to discourage what is currently happening in the country we love. Sincerely, Karen E. Cobb, North Bay.